For today's midday interview, WHQR's finance manager and number one book lover Barbara Bush talks with author Karen Bender. Karen will be our guest for Prologue Monday evening, discussing her novel A Town of Empty Rooms with Ben Steelman of the Star News. Here's Barbara.
I'm here with Karen Bender, and she has written a book called A Town of Empty Rooms, and it's published by Counterpoint Press. And it's a great book, Karen, by the way. I enjoyed it. Read it while I was up in the mountains. Just really
Thank
good.
You
previously published a great book called Like Normal People, and you've had lots of other stories published in all kinds of publications like The New Yorker and The Iowa Review and The Harvard Review. You've been really busy while you're also the creative writing teacher at a creative writing teacher at UNCW. This book was a delightful book to read. Every page, I just couldn't wait to get to the next page because the characters were complex, the story was interesting. But one of the first things is it starts off with such a bang. Karen, tell us what starts at that beginning, what happens at the beginning of the book.
Thank you. The book starts with a crime, basically. You have Serena Hirsch, whose father has just died, and she's walking around New York City very disoriented and in grief. And she decides to go into Saks Fifth Avenue, and she's looking at the jewelry. And she remembers how her father, who had left Germany right before World War II, always had told her to have something on her that she could sell so she could leave the country, because that was something that he found important, and he just sort of kept with him even when he was living in the U.S. So she suddenly was looking at a bracelet, and she thought, what would he take, and what could she take and somehow go and join him? And so she uses her company credit card to buy it, and then gets in a lot of trouble for
oh,
that.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
She racks up about $8,000
yeah.
worth of jewelry.
Goodies.
And she was such a normal person before
right.
this, which
right.
was so strange. It,
right.
it really is a very catching beginning, and it's good. Odd, but you begin to understand it as the book goes on. It's
good.
It's a very, very interesting bang start of a book. Now, the book is called A Town of Empty Rooms. How did you get that title?
Yeah, the title took a while to get to, actually. It started out, it was titled for a long time, Allegations, because it was about a lot of the ways that people make allegations against each other, how people tend to miscommunicate. But my editor thought it sounded too thrillery, and I thought he was right. And so then I was looking at the book and trying to think of an image that would kind of encompass a lot of the different experiences in the book. And I came to one that was how everyone, it was during an argument between two people. And Serena thinks everyone, you know, is in their own room and just hearing the sound of their own shouting. And how do you actually step out of your own empty room and hear someone else's conversation? It just seemed really interesting and something that we all can do, you know, and we all maybe struggle with at times. And
yeah.
It's interesting.
It is. Well, I'm talking right now with Karen Bender. She's written a book called A Town of Empty Rooms, and she's going to be our prologue guest on May 20th at 7 o'clock. She's going to talk about her book then. But continuing on talking about it today, I felt like this book really addressed the sense of wanting to belong.
Mm.
And these were people, the girl, Serena, wants to belong. She ends up joining a synagogue here, and her husband ends up, this is kind of crazy, he wants to be a Boy Scout troop leader. He wants to belong to the Boy Scouts. They want to belong to a neighborhood. They want to belong to a community. And this is set, I think it's in Wilmington, isn't it?
It's a city sort of loosely based in Wilmington.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Wilmington, but it has certain similarities. Yeah.
And it's set around
2002.
Yeah. And it sounds like they struggled to belong to this community.
Yes, yeah, I think that's true. I think that was something I wanted to explore in the book, is also how hard it is to move to a place. You know, moving is one of the big stressors in a life, and what it is, you know, to move to a place that's different from the one you came from. And just talking to people who've read the book, one thing that's really great is how people from all different backgrounds say how they understood that feeling of what is it like to be an outsider in a place, and then how do you connect?
Well, Wilmington has been a very provincial town. Mm-hmm. It was a very isolated, small community for a long time. And
right.
I think the book really does touch on sometimes the difficulties
Good,
of moving to Wilmington.
Good.
It was a very interesting book. it's complex characters. Mm-hmm. And not only are those things that we've talked about discussed in the book, but complexities of marriage and communicating in marriage.
Oh, good, good. Yeah.
And it sounds like both of the main characters were grieving.
Yeah.
But couldn't talk about it.
Right, right. Well, I think it's just really interesting to write about communication in all these contexts, you know, in a institution, in a community, in family, in a marriage. You know, how do people talk to each other so they can really listen? And I just thought it was fun to go into.
You did.
Yeah.
And it very much conveyed that.
Good.
This was a delightful book to read.
Oh, thanks.
It was a book of complexities, as we say, and yet a real page turner.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read it, I'm in two book clubs, and all I kept thinking is, this is a great book for a book club because it's got so much to talk about.
Oh,
it's
good.
Got so much to convey. Karen, I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us today at WHQR. Again, she is going to be the prologue speaker on May the 20th at 7 o'clock. She's going to discuss her book some more. It's a fascinating and fun book. Even if you haven't read it, it's always a good discussion at that prologue. I hope to see you there. Karen Bender, Town of Empty Rooms is the name of the book. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
That was Barbara Bush of WHQR, our finance manager and resident major book lover, talking with author Karen Bender about her new novel, A Town of Empty Rooms. As Barbara said, you can meet Karen Monday evening at 7 o'clock here in the MC Ernie Gallery at WHQR for Prologue. For details, visit WHQR.org.